Welcome to another episode of Inside Out with me, Kia B. I really want to say that it's always a pleasure to be spending time with you, and I really thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules to spend it with me as we engage about different topics on different things. And I really hope that you have been well and taking good care of yourself, your mind, your body, as well as your emotions. I personally have been in a bit of a creative dry spell, if I can call it that, but I must say that I'm really grateful to be inspired to create again and to put out content again. And I really just want to encourage you that if you find yourself in a very weird place right now, especially emotionally, just find one or two things that you are grateful for, and it would definitely help you in being a bit more appreciative of life, despite what is happening right now. So self-care has been kind of a trendy topic for the past few years, and I really think that it's something that we should have a conversation about, not because it's trendy, but because I really believe that having a conversation about things that we are familiar with can really open up a new way of understanding the old concepts that we have, and also refreshing our memory, and also enabling us to redefine what those concepts are for ourselves. I really just want to start by saying that self-care is not selfish. Let's get that out of the way. I think it's important that we talk about what it is, or rather what it is not, so that we can have a better understanding of what it is and how we can really incorporate it into our daily lives. Self-care is also not something that you force yourself to do, but it's one of those things where once you decide to embark on this journey of caring for yourself, it doesn't become optional, but it becomes mandatory. It becomes a part of who you are and a part of your daily life as well. It is a continued decision that you take, I would say, to engage in behaviors that enable you to reach optimal physical, psychological, and equally important emotional well-being, because it also is, or it will also become, an integral part of you having a good relationship with yourself as well as with other people. And another thing self-care is that it is an important way of putting ourselves first, our needs first, and also knowing what it is that we need in order to care for ourselves, which will subsequently, without a doubt, influence the relationships that we have with the people in our lives. I think there's so many misunderstandings that are surrounding self-care, and I just also want to discuss that a bit. I think the most common misunderstanding about self-care is the fact that a lot of people think that it requires resources that are out of your reach. So you need to go on spa days and spend ridiculous amounts of money in order for you to feel better. Or maybe that you need to take a lot of hours caring for yourself. And those are really just a cherry on top of everything. But if it breaks the bank, honestly, is it really self-care, or are you sabotaging yourself? I'm just saying. But I really just want to say that at its simplest, basically self-care consists of everyday practices that you engage in to ensure that you are well, and that you reboot your entire well-being, whether it be physically or psychologically or emotionally as well. I really just want to highlight the fact that self-care is not optional. Yes, sometimes you fall off the wagon, sometimes you don't always, stick to the routines and the measures that you have put in self, or the practices that you have put in for yourself to ensure that you are consistently well, but it is not negotiable. I think it's one of those things where you continuously have to bring yourself and reel yourself back in to making sure that your internal environment, as well as, your outside world, is kind of taken care of. A lot of people are also under the impression that self-care is something that will soothe you. Sometimes you have to face yourself. Sometimes you have to deal with yourself and confront yourself and walk yourself through the process of becoming a better version of yourself. And just because you are doing something and it soothes you or it feels good in the moment, it does not necessarily make it self-care. Take, for example, retail therapy. I mean, it feels good in the moment, but it could potentially lead to bad habits of overspending or debt, and potentially in the long run be stressful if you are consistently relieving yourself by spending money. Basically, the point that I'm making is that self-care should support your all-round well-being and health, and it should not be in any way addictive or compulsive, as well as harmful to perhaps your mind, your emotion, even your physical well-being or your bank account. And I really just want to make the point that self-care is found in all your small practices and the moments of life, you know, recognizing, for example, recognizing when you feel overwhelmed and perhaps taking time out to breathe or to journal or to talk to a friend, and even creating healthy, positive conversations in our minds. This one is particularly very important, that when you are, once you have cultivated self-awareness, let me say, you will be able to catch yourself in conversations that are not necessarily healthy for you, that lead you to maybe that place of depression, or maybe that place of, you know, extreme sadness or negativity. And it genuinely is just helpful to then engage in mindful activities on a daily basis, as opposed to just doing something once in the morning and then neglecting it and just letting it be that. Besides the points that I've mentioned about self-care, enabling you to have a good relationship with yourself as well as others, it is important as well for several other reasons. One of the things I have recognized and also learned is that it comes to improve your self-worth, because you have a better knowledge about yourself and you also understand yourself, and you become kinder to yourself and a bit more patient and gentle with yourself as you go through the process of change, as you navigate the relationships, the conflicts that you have with the people in your life, and also the conversations that you engage in with yourself. You tend to generally be much kinder towards yourself. You are also in a better position to handle stress much better than you would if you had no form of self-care practice whatsoever. And I think you overall just tend to feel a bit better about life. You know, when faced with negative circumstances, I think you are able, at least in my experience, you are able to work yourself through the negative phases of life and the negative emotions that we might encounter about ourselves every now and then. And at this point, I am really, really, really tempted to give you pointers on things that you should do as a form of self-practice. But I really just want you to embark on this journey of deciding what that will look like for you. For me personally, self-care looks like journaling, meditating, exercising, and basically, you know, sitting outside to watch the sky, whether there's the moon or the stars. I absolutely love doing that. And one of the forms of self-care that I engage in is checking in with my therapist every now and then, if I can, at least once a month, and also making calls to my friends, the people that are there, the people that make me feel good. I think one of the things that I have had to learn personally in my journey was to allow people to be a part of my life and to be vulnerable towards, obviously, the people that you trust, with, you know, the vulnerable part of yourself. And that is what self-care looks like to me, being honest with myself, and not just myself, but other people as well, about where I'm at, how I feel, and affirming myself, affirming that it's okay that I feel the way that I feel, and just being patient with myself to know that nothing is permanent, nothing is going to stay the same, and things will always work out if I am in a space where I feel a bit discouraged or demotivated. So that is what self-care looks like for me. I want you to get to a point where you decide what self-care is for you, and to be committed to the journey of caring for yourself, with the idea of having a better relationship with yourself and the people around you as well. Because I think the last thing you want is to push your dreams and your goals. Meanwhile, you neglect the relationships that matter most to you. So I really hope that you get to decide what self-care will look like for you. And I just want to remind you again that self-care is not a luxury, it's mandatory. Thank you for listening.
Inside Out is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Radio Public, Breaker, and Pocket Casts as Inside Out with Gabby. You can share your feedback and thoughts on social media at Inside Out with Gabby on Instagram and Twitter. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. Thank you for listening.